Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, November 6th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Silence. And our scripture reading is from the Old Testament book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verse 12, which says, "And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of sheer silence." In the world in which we live, with 24/7 news and information and messages coming at us almost constantly through social media, we often long for silence, or at least a little quiet. If you are looking for real peace and quiet, you may want to try what was once known in the Guinness World Records as the quietest place on earth. It is a room at Orfield Laboratories in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It is called an anechoic chamber, meaning it is an echo-free room. The room is made of 3-foot thick fiberglass acoustic wedges and double walls of insulated steel and concrete. The room absorbs 99.99% of sound and is used by various companies to test products for volume and sound quality. In fact, the room is so quiet that the longest anybody has been able to stay in the room is 45 minutes. It is so quiet in this room that the background noise is measured in negative decibels. The problem is that the quieter the room, the more things you can hear. The founder of the room said that you'll hear your heart beating. Sometimes you can hear your lungs, hear your stomach gurgling loudly. In the anechoic chamber, you can become the sound. While we probably aren't looking for that much silence, we all need to be intentional about stepping away from the noise and messages that clamor for our attention, so that we can hear the still small voice of God, calling us to rest and be present in the quiet. When the prophet Elijah in the Bible went to meet God on the mountain, he didn't find God in the noise of an earthquake or the sound of a fire, but in the sound of sheer silence. May we find room for silence, so that we too will hear God. May it be so for each of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.